It went under the radar, the re-signing of Jeff Cumberland. What kind of special qualities does he have that makes him such a good fit in the system?
He's fast. He can run. I don't think the league knew how well he could run until probably until we played Atlanta last year, and he was ripping up the seams, and their D coordinator came to me and went, whoa, who was that guy? So he can run.
It always feels good to come back to a team where you've been at since I've been in the league. I've been here since I've been in the league, my fifth year now, and it is good to come back to having the same coaches and majority of the same players around. And you know what to expect. You know how the coaches are, and you know what to expect out of them. And as well with the players, it's always a great thing.
Jace is making the pro transition here, coming from a totally different offense at Texas Tech, as we all know. What are some of the key things you've been working on with him?
Well, you got to teach him, you know, how to line up first. And, you know, what our offense, the verbiage and the terminology in our offense. And then, obviously, he's got to learn how to block better because they didn't ask him to block very much there. And so he's going through all that transition, and he's doing a great job.
Has Jeff Cumberland been an asset for you because he's been in the system now?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's taught me a lot. You know, he's not being greedy. He's not being selfish or anything like that. You know, he's, you know, we're becoming friends, you know, good friends now. And, you know, he's teaching me what to do here, what to do there. So, you know, I feel very honored to be under the wing of such a guy like that, and such a great character too. And, you know, he's a great receiver. He's a great tight end. And I think it's going to be, I'm going to compliment him very well this season.
Yeah, I just remember when I was a rookie and when I was here with Dustin Keller and all those guys, and they really, really helped me out. So I'm pretty much taking that role since I'm the oldest guy in the tight end room to go out there and help all those guys with little stuff I see. It might not be something big, but just the little stuff I see that they might not realize that they're doing. And Coach Hagan been doing a pretty good job with that as well.
Do you like it, the matchup problems that you guys could present, both of you being on the field at the same time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think that it's going to be really good for us, you know, but you know, we got a lot of personnel groups, and I think whichever one's out there, you know, we're going to have a lot of weapons out there, so it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, because then the defense is like, okay, which guy do we cover? Or, you know, you can't double cover both of them because you're going to run out of guys. So, you know, and then you add some receivers outside, and you got a good tailback. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see this.